Well, I think of the cold Coliseum here trying to get warmed up before the Chiefs head west. I think of all the gulls flying over. And it makes me think how strange this Raiders-Chiefs series has been over the past decade. Think about it. The Raiders have won here at Arrowhead 6 straight times. Kansas City has won at the Coliseum 8 of the last 10 years. It doesn't make any sense at all. One of the big factors of Kansas City losing here at Arrowhead, two guys. One by the name of Richard Seymour, who's been huge in this series over the last 3 or 4 years, coming over from New England. And Tommy Kelly, a big load in the middle for the Raiders. They have made it sometimes nearly impossible to block and command the line of scrimmage, hence leading to Raiders victories. Now, one thing I'm seeing for the Kansas City Chiefs over the past month or so that has been very encouraging has been the defensive line play. We all know that the two top sack leaders on the team are Justin Houston and Tom Bahale. I don't want to talk about them right now. I want to talk about the guys inside and two of the next guys on the sack list. One is Tyson Jackson, who now has 3 sacks for the year. Another is Ropate Patoa-Tua, who has 2 sacks. And although Dontari Poe doesn't have any sacks yet, he has been outstanding now over a month in playing that nose tackle position or defensive line when the Chiefs go to their sub packages. Whether it's base or sub, there's starting to be signs of consistency and big plays coming from those defensive linemen. What about last week against Cleveland? Tyson Jackson was able to bull rush the Cleveland tackle Mitchell Schwartz right back into Brandon Wheaton and get a sack. That was like Richard Seymour. Dontari Poe, a week before in the win over Carolina, was able to take the Panther center and the two guards and just shove them right back into Cam Newton to get a quarterback pressure. And Patoa-Tua had an excellent game against Cleveland, as he had early in the year when he had 2 sacks against the San Diego Chargers. But to have flashes are one thing, but to be consistent and getting a push up front is quite another. Now, for the next 3 weeks, we're all trying to gather assets for the Kansas City Chiefs to try to build on it to move into 2013. What I'm starting to see when I do my tape review week after week after week is consistency, and that there might be some strong assets on a defensive line as the Chiefs move forward.